Worship is meant to unify us. In our text for today, you will see different people, different tribes, different strengths and responsibilities, but the same God and the same aim, which is worship. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. In Psalm 122, verse 4, it says, Jerusalem built as a city that is bound firmly together, to which the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, as was decreed for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. So in this scene, all the tribes functioned as a single unit, a single people, unified under great truths about God. Isn't that amazing? Even though we're from different backgrounds, different experiences, different levels of wealth, various conditions, we are after the same thing. In worship, we are gathered as a single whole. I mean, imagine the spectacle that must have been and how mutually encouraging. All these tribes coming up and meeting in Jerusalem, recounting the victories each of these tribes had won and the different ways the tribes had protected and provided for one another under the grace of God. Maybe it goes something like this. Now entering Jerusalem, the tribes people of Dan who protect us on the coast. And then the crowd of people go wild, celebrating what God was doing through the tribe of Dan. I tend to believe that as good and as needed as private worship is, corporate worship is better. I know all the introverts may disagree with me, but that's what I believe. And I love seeing people worship in church services. I know how hard it can be for some people, but guess what? Heaven will be corporate worship. Corporate worship on earth is choir rehearsal for heaven. Did you know that I get encouraged whenever I worship within the church? Especially after hearing some of the redemption stories from people in the crowd. And I think they love the Lord. After all they've been through, they worship God. That's encouraging to me, and it should be encouraging to you. And I promise you that it's encouraging to others. And you don't get that in private worship. Neither do you get the opportunity to minister to others like you do in corporate worship. So make it a point to be in church. Today, please pray for Jeremiah Shetty and his family, our missionaries in India. And also remember the Kagogo LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.